this familiar gospel passage, we hear of the story of our salvation where Mary says, "Fiat, let it be done to me according to your word." The last line is kind of interesting. It says, "Then the angel departed from her." Sometimes in our lives we have these big kind of experiences of God where we really feel his presence, maybe even feel some sort of life decision or communication that he gives to us. But then that goes away. The messenger goes away. The feeling of being very close to God goes away. And all of a sudden now, like Mary, we're saddled with a whole new life experience that we have to deal with. Think about it. She was just told that she has to bear a son as a virgin, unmarried, and has to be the mother of God now. And then the angel leaves her. Now what? Sometimes we can feel like that in our prayer lives too. But Mary is our model of faith, that she trusted even when it seemed dark, that the future was very unclear to her. And even, you know, as we heard from Zechariah get in trouble from the angel yesterday, Mary doesn't just sit back and, you know, say, okay, whatever comes. She engages God's will for her, that she, when the angel tells her, she engages in a dialogue with her. Well, it's our job too, as we move forward in faith, not to be afraid of that feeling when God isn't there. She knows God's there. We too are called to know that God is still with us, right? That Emmanuel, God is with us, even in those dark periods, even in the confusing periods. We're also called to just keep going back to that, to go back to that experience, to keep mining what God still has in store for us in those experiences that we've had, because he's infinite. And when we have those kind of points of contact with him, those are infinitely available for us to keep going back to, to keep going back to. They're not just in the past. And so today, let us ask Mary to increase our faith. And if we ever feel the darkness of God's perceived absence, let us ask her to remind us that he is always with us.